My name is Tess Connery, and I'm filling in for our regular breakfast host, Nick Healy, because he was one of the 60 people sleeping out at Newtown Square last night as a fundraising effort to help Newtown Neighbourhood Centre provide services for people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. He's back at Newtown Square with some of the other people who spent the night with him in the cold right now. Nick, how are you going?
Hi, Tess. How are you? Still in Newtown Square. It's warmed up a little bit, but it's still pretty damn cold out here. Now, before we got settled in last night and sort of did the actual sleep out, we had a bit of a chat from a few people, and someone who spoke to us, was Marina, who I'm joined with now. Marina, you and your daughter Sam found yourselves homeless really quite unexpectedly and bouncing around short-term accommodation.
Yeah, we were for probably around 6 months.
Just finding it really hard to get any sort of long term. I mean, there's this idea that somehow once you find someone a bit of accommodation, they're going to be fine. But, you know, you were having to move on really rapidly.
Yeah, we had used up our temporary accommodation, and every time that ran out, we had to collect all our things and go back to Department of Housing to get extra time, which was like a week at a time, or maybe sometimes a couple of days. And then do that whole process again.
Which just sounds incredible. I mean, sort of what Sam was saying about the different agencies you had to go through and the amount of paperwork that you had to fill out each and every time.
It was really amazing because I've never had to do this paperwork before. I had no idea what to do. I just tried to seek help, but I couldn't find any help for months and months. And we didn't know what to do. We just didn't know what to do.
No, and I know at one point one of these agencies actually suggested you find a safe park to sleep in.
Yeah, I thought they were joking at the time, but it turns out it was true. Because all the homeless accommodation was booked. It was all full because there's so many homeless people. I never realised how many homeless people there were till I became homeless myself.
Now, you found out about Newtown Neighbourhood Centre and what they could do because you were actually volunteering at Lentil as Anything, is that
yes,
right?
Yes. My daughter and I, we both volunteered there. We heard that you could get free dinner. And so when we arrived in Newtown, we rocked up there and the fee was beautiful. And when we volunteered, we spoke to some of the staff there, and one of them was really helpful and put us onto Newtown Neighbourhood Centre.
And they were able to help you just sort of arrange the accommodation you're in now?
Yeah, they did. They put me in touch with Centrelink and Department of Housing people who actually did something and moved it along further. Because for 6 months I couldn't get any help and I did so much paperwork. It wasn't helping, wasn't going anywhere.
No, I know what you were saying last night was Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. Just there were so many different services they were able to offer, from helping out with the paperwork to even just having somewhere to wash clothing.
Yeah, the clothing service is Orange Sky, and which is great. It's connected to Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. We go there every Friday and do our free washing, which is fantastic because they don't have a washing machine. And also the one-stop shop that they have on Thursdays has been a great help. We can get, something to eat and speak to people who can help us out.
Well, Marina, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, Pauline, do you want to come over? I'm going to have a quick chat with Pauline Lockie. She's independent candidate for the Stanmore Ward in the Inner West Council election that we're happening just September 9.
Yeah, Saturday week.
Yeah, wow.
Well, right now, if you're a keen bean and want to vote early.
Get your vote early, vote often. No, I'm kidding. but you were sleeping out last night too. So,
I did.
I mean, you live in this area. You see a lot of the effect of this.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think any of us really, unless you actually work in the sector or you have direct experience like Marina does, you don't really have an idea of the scale of the issue. And, I've known Liz for quite a long time. Connects campaign.
Liz Yeo, CEO of Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. That's okay.
Yes. When I saw her at the Sydney Alliance Housing Summit last month, she was talking about how they were planning to do this and about how the scale of the issue is something like 1 in 200 Australians.
Which is a remarkable number. Like, it's hard to wrap your head around something like that.
Huge. And when you think we are such a wealthy country, it is appalling. And Sydney is such a wealthy city. It is appalling that housing and the cost of it is getting away from so many of us.
Well, I think something that was hammered home to me is that this is often a very surprise issue. It's one bad week, it's one paycheck that you don't get, and bam, you're at risk of homelessness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done some work with homelessness charities in the past, and that's always the line, is that all it takes is, you know, one mental health issue, one lost job. None of us are very far away from, only a few months, most of us are only a few months away,
or yeah,
mortgage payments away from losing everything.
It's not hard at all. How did you find last night, the sleep out?
Yeah, well, look, you know, all I can say is if you want to sleep out outside, then be in week 11 of your campaign trail, because you will actually get some sleep. But look, the thing that really struck me was that you're not prepared for how much light and how much noise there was. And I mean, you know, you were there last night as well. It was a relatively safe environment. We had security guards, we had fencing, we were surrounded by friendly faces. And you think, if you had to deal with all of the noise and all of the light and all of the discomfort of sleeping on the cold, hard ground, and you felt really unsafe, I don't know how you would get any sleep whatsoever, and that would have an even bigger drain on your physical health.
Amazing. It was, yeah, when people were noting that this morning, I was like, you're right, this was an ongoing event.
Yeah.
I hate to think what you'd be like mentally and physically. It'd be awful.
Yeah, and you can see now absolutely why it is so difficult for people to break that cycle, unless they have a service like the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre actively there helping them get out of it and to actually change their lives.
It's very true. And we just checked in this morning. I've seen that the fundraising has actually just gone to 69,000 of the 60,000 total. If you're able to help, jump on 2SER.com, find my photo, go in and donate, or just go to the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre page, find the GoFundMe page and help out and see if we can push that well past 70. Pauline, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tess, back to you in the studio.
Thanks so much for that, Nick. Nick Healy there out in Newtown Square after completing the Newtopian Dream sleep out. As Nick said, there is still time to get involved. Let's see if we can push it to 70. There's still a couple of hours left, and absolutely anything you can spare really, really helps. As Nick said, 2SER.com is the website. Follow the click-throughs to get involved.